Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start in college basketball, where 20 wins is a magic number in a college season. And both the Wisconsin Badgers and the Green Bay Phoenix hit the magic number last night. Number 21, Wisconsin at the Kohl Center beat the Minnesota Gophers 78-70, avenging a 14-point loss at Williams Arena last month. Head coach Bo Ryan says defense was better.
I just thought we were better. Working hard, reading and reacting to one another. But yet still, they got like 1 point something on their points per possession with the threes and the and ones. We gave up two of those and two threes in the last few minutes. But they were tough shots. And that happens.
Badgers held him off at the free throw line down the stretch. In fact, hit 30 of 36 for the game. Ben Bruss led the way, 20 points, 4 of 4 from beyond the arc after he struggled mightily in their win last weekend against Michigan State.
I mean, I don't want to be left out, that's for sure. You know, it was the same type of looks and just shot it with confidence. And, you know, you just got to have shooter's amnesia. Forget the last one, next one's going in.
Frank Kaminsky at 17, Nigel Hayes 15, Sam Decker chipping in with 10 as the Badgers get to 7-5 in Big Ten play. And the Green Bay Phoenix beat Youngstown State on the road 71-40, holding the Penguins 38 points below their per-game average. Alec Brown at 24 on 11-16 shooting. He also blocked four shots. Kiefer Sykes with 14. Green Bay now 20-5, 10-2 in the Horizon League. Maintain a one-game lead over Cleveland State, a 73-53 winner over UIC. Green Bay in Cleveland for a first-place showdown on Saturday, but they'll play without Vince Garrett, who will miss the second of three games suspended by head coach Brian Wardle from violating team rules. Elsewhere in college hoops, 8th-ranked Louisville's game against Temple postponed because of the snowstorm in Philly. They'll try again on Friday night. 10th-ranked Michigan State beat Northwestern 85-70. Number 17, Creighton over Butler on the road, beating the Bulldogs 68-63. Number 24, Gonzaga over Pepperdine 83-68. Women's college basketball, the Green Bay Phoenix leading the Horizon League after a sluggish start, will be taking on UW-Milwaukee Saturday in Milwaukee. Head coach Kevin Borseth's team got off to a slow start with a lot of young players, but they're hot now. Are they ready to sprint to another Horizon League championship?
It'll be interesting. It'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done, they say. And probably at the end of the year, that's when we're going to be able to go back and really reflect on, you know, what was a turning point or, you know, what was a key point for us. But we're really trying to work on being consistent right now, which is probably the most important thing for us. And if we can do that, be consistent, I think we've demonstrated we've got some abilities to be a really good team.
Guard Megan Lucan says we can't start thinking about a 16th straight Horizon League title just yet.
I think it's too many games to be thinking like that. I mean, we're definitely happy where we're standing right now, but we have to take it one game at a time because, I mean, we started off at the bottom of the conference and now we're on top, and so anything can change.
The NBA season now officially at the All-Star break. Two games wrapped up the first half schedule on Thursday night. The Chicago Bulls beat the Brooklyn Nets 92-76. Carlos Boozer with 15 points and 10 rebounds. Yes, we're ready for a break.
You know, you want to get your body healthy, you know, for the finish and for the playoffs. And at the same time, you want to be able to, you know, get away from the game to refresh your thoughts and get ready for the finish as well. But you also have to tiptoe that with staying in shape and staying ready because when we get back, we still have a lot to accomplish.
Oklahoma City Thunder has accomplished plenty. They have the best record in the league at the break, 43-12. And those were the numbers for Kevin Durant in a 107-103 victory over the LA Lakers, 43 points and 12 rebounds, although he said it took a while to get going.
We just didn't have energy to start the game. We were a little sluggish. We just couldn't get anything going for us. But, you know, that shows that we stayed strong through those storms, and we just kept fighting and was able to make some big plays down the stretch.
The All-Star game is Sunday in New Orleans. On the ice, the Green Bay Gamblers defeated the Dubuque Fighting Saints on the road 2-1 in a shootout. Gamblers in fourth in the USHL's Eastern Conference. Dubuque second. Jared Rutledge with 33 saves. Gamblers now 6 points clear of Muskegon for that final playoff spot in the East. They'll be at Sioux Falls Saturday and Sunday. Top ranked St. Norbert hosting Northland College at the Cornerstone Community Center on the weekend. They're closing in on the regular season conference championship. Green Bay Packers have signed a tight end, Raymond Weber of Arkansas Pine Bluff. He's in his second year, was on the injured reserve list with Tampa Bay in 2011, was released by the Buccaneers, tried with the Jets in 2012 but got cut, and was in the Calgary Stampeders training camp in the Canadian Football League last year but didn't make the roster. 6'2", 237-pounder, did catch 180 balls for 16 touchdowns in his college career. In golf, Northern Trust Open at Riviera. After the first round, Dustin Johnson, a 5-under par 66. 10 golfers are one shot back at 4-under par. The United States men's national soccer team will have its final tune-up before beginning World Cup training. The U.S. will play rival Mexico in a friendly in Glendale, Arizona on April the 2nd. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.